You got two for the day?
I tell you what, I hardly started. I haven't done anything, I know that. How about you?
Oh, I'm that thing.
Let me tell you, Howard, while you were sitting there, Dodd, this fella Dodd over here, he's sort of universal genius.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And can't seem to get where.
Here's the macho now, I guess.
He bought buying stuff. I think about buying stuff. Now that's not plumbing, this is electrical stuff. I just remember this. He bought some boxes, little switch boxes. And he bought them cheaper at one place, and better ones, he said, and he got them wholesale at another.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I forget where he said. I forget where he said. But I don't want to buy any. But now, you have that same.
Well, someone's supposed to be wholesale, which you're not. You got to be careful who you buy from.
Yeah.
He is a different player. This old boy down in Ocala says he wholesaled everybody. He's hiring any hardware store in Ocala. So you got to watch him.
Yeah.
You know, that's that first one there by Gibson's down there, you know?
Yeah.
That Bowen or whatever his name is. He's hiring a hardware store. You can go up hardware and buy it cheap again.
Yeah.
Wholesale everybody and be fine.
Yeah.
But unless you knew that.
Yeah.
Well, there's a whole lot in the buying, isn't there?
Oh, that's all in the buying. How much you buy, what you buy. So.
Now I used to buy down at Wynn's because Rob and Henry, you see, if the thing wasn't any good, they'd take care of it for me, so I could afford to pay them whatever price they charged me.
Well, I don't like this new guy down at all. She went down the other day, and I think the tax come to 6 cents, and he just charged her dime for tax. Made her mad. She didn't mind giving him 6 cents, but when she had to pay time for the tax, so that was something. She said she could figure out 4% of any sales tax.
He's a rich man.
Yeah, but he must be. He's the one I understand is building all, putting all that fencing up here and on the road up there.
Oh, is he the one?
That's what I understand. Building something up, I guess, going to build him a home up there.
Well, he'll build one so big, Howard, it'll raise all the rents around there, won't it? Raise all the taxes.
Yeah, it might.
Yeah.
But he's the one I understand building the new fence and all that stuff up there.
Yeah. Now, that's one thing over where you live. They don't have high-priced stuff over there, none of them.
What do you mean?
Well, none of them houses are high-priced.
No. Well, we're in Marion County, too, and that's a lot cheaper than Lotsway County, the way it's tax-wise.
Oh, is it?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. We got a lot in Micanopy at $10 a year in that house down there without home 6 cents on it, about 50, with 5 acres to it. That's the difference, I think.
Why, how it seems.
That much better.
I can't believe it.
That's the truth. 5 acres down there costs us $50 a month without homestead. I mean, $50 a year without homestead exemption. You can go in Lotsway County, you got a little nigger lot up there and make an open. 50 by 100, want $10 a year for them. That's true.
Yeah.
But things are a lot cheaper on that side of tax line. They tell me Lake County's cheaper than that.
I'd think Latchy would be right close up to these urban counties.
What I understand, it's Miami, Jacksonville, Tampa, and Lotsway, all just about the same.
Yeah.
There's very little difference in it.
Yeah.
Tax wise.
Yeah. Well, they believe in spending money there.
They do something, I tell you.
I think the university has provided leadership in that spending money.
Well,
they get those boys over there who are good at politics and economics and all like that.
Yeah.
And they show them how to do it.
They sure do. I guarantee that.
Now, I don't know, but I can't back that up. But
I believe that too. I honestly do.
And they got all that countywide. Nothing is local anymore. It's all countywide.
Guy was, he was telling the guy about these disposals and what, and about this detergent.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that's talking about thinking about modern stuff. Detergents are the things that are hurting it.
Yeah.
Well, how does it?
Well, it used to make soap out of animal fat. It's made out of oil now, just like you're using a car, and it just won't dissolve. It goes back to its natural state. You can take a pound, a box of detergent right out there right now. A little box, say, we'll say Tide, for instance. And you can take a box of Irish Snowflakes, and not the detergent, but the regular soap. Bury it right there and go out there a year later, and the Tide will be just like it was, and the soap's just good for the land. It'll all be fine. The detergent will be just like you put it out there. Box may be gone, but the detergent's still there. It'll be.
And then we put that in our sink.
Yeah, see, and it's like that Zest Edge. You see where it got sticks those glasses in it on the thing. That every time you let it out, a little scum builds up. It's just like cancer. You can clean it off, but if it comes right back, you never get it clean. You just think, well, it'll get it clean.
Yeah.
You never get it slick. See, when it gets stopped up, it eats into the pipe, into the metal. And then it just keeps building that back, that metal, and you can't change it up. It'll always be there as long as you're using it.
Now you
what's going to have to happen, people are going to have water softeners. Just like a refrigerator, stove, or anything.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Oh, you mean in all the water that comes in?
Yeah. All soft water. Gainesville's got 9 points hard, between 9 and 10 points hardness in that water up there. And you just don't believe it makes a difference. You just take a bunch of softener and see what difference it makes. Soap that you save on washing clothes and cleaning, and your things will feel better, your dishes will be clean, and things like that. You save $15 a month just on soap alone, but it's softening.
Now, I don't need to soften this water, or I might.
You know, how you know you don't?
That's right, I don't know.
It's kind of rusty to me, Tracy.
Well, that's amazing.
What do I do? Just check it? Test it?
Yeah, check it.
That's amazing.
Can I test it?
I'll bring some stuff out and we'll check it and see if I can take it. I'll take a sample in and see what I take. I'm going to take mine in. I know I didn't think I needed it either, but I found out the other day the toilet was, had some lime in it, and I found it. I didn't think it needed salt in it, but I believe it does.
Yeah.
May not be as bad as some of it, but
now, Miss Boyles used to have a water softener out here for her laundry.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still, the container's still out there. So somebody must have tested it around here.
Evidently they did.
Now, what did you say about the sink? You put a quart of ammonia just in the sink?
Well, she turns it on, you turn your faucet on, let it just put your ammonia up there like that, just let it run as fast as you can, and with a faucet running.
Yeah.
And then let it run for just a few minutes after you get your ammonia feed out. So you won't get the smell in the house, and cut your water off. Don't let too much run through there. But then let it set overnight, and that ammonia is like you breathe it around through that pipe and loosens that stuff up, and the hot water takes it out next morning.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best thing you can do for a sink.
Mm-hmm.
You got any notion of buying Drano or liquid plumber or plunge or any of that stuff, you just put the bunny in the jar and give it to me when I come by, will you?
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now you just that household ammonia.
That's right. That's probably the best thing you've ever used.
And just yeah.
You all see Grace wash dishes. She didn't wipe out the first pot in her pan or nothing else. She washes them out, but she didn't wipe them. That's how she keeps hers open, I'm giving it to you. I helped her the other day. Oh, a couple of years ago, was washing her French fry tape, and I took it in the garbage can for her. I watched her wash it. When she pulled a plug of grease, I swear, when that thick on that sinker right down that line, it went. And it hadn't stopped her yet. And that's how she keeps it open.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very way she can
do. And you just use a, yeah, you have to run the water while you point it down.
Right,
and
so it'll get it in there,
yeah.
See. And let it set overnight, so it looks like you breathe it.
Mm-hmm.
And it loosens that
mm-hmm.
stuff up.
Yeah.
And then you flush it out next morning with real hot water. And she has the better luck for that than anything I've ever seen.
Okay. This is,
But, yes.
I believe your drain fields are getting a little plugged up out here. You'll put some of that crap in. I'll get some next week and I'll dig them up and stick some in.
All right.
Eat them roots out of there.
All right.
What are you doing there? Testing televisions or what?
Doing what?
Testing television? You got a testing television outfit there? Your
no.
television, what do you do with them? Test them?
These here?
All these televisions you got in here.
I use both channels for the news.
Both channels?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see. You get both sides at one time, huh?
Yeah. And it's a little easier to do this way.
Halfway up in the right field bleachers, well over 400 feet from home plate, Burr Rettman takes inside for a ball.
I see I can go from Walter Cronkite to the other. There's just an old war machine. And it does all right for this. And just got it here. And a lot of times now, you see something come on, I want to
record it.
I want to remember it. Like somebody makes a statement there, announcement, or they got something on the news, and I want to get the names. Well, I never can remember the names mm-hmm. or the address, you see. It's pretty easy just to stick that on.
Sure.
What was this thing you were telling me about? You get a lot of emergency things like that. Thing,
yeah.
All hours.
I don't work all hours.
But most of the emergencies come after you go home, don't they?
That's what was having a job, a place of your own did for you, wasn't it, Howard?
Yeah, well, I just had to work like the Dickens. I worked about 65 men all the time, 70 something like that.
That was in Texas?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord. And I don't even know Houston now. You wouldn't know it, hardly.
Yeah.
That's the biggest dead gun place I ever saw, really. I mean, it's growing fast any place I know of.
Yeah.
But now, these emergencies, like, what happened over Ben Franklin?
Yeah, he called up just, he didn't think we were going to get through by the time his guests arrived last time. He even called J.B. up there from down his country. Once sent that boy up, we had it open, just about open when J.B. got there. What the trouble was, didn't know where the sewer was, see. Well, I finally found it when I dug it up and had to break a hole in it. J.B. put a clean-out plug inside the wall, but you couldn't get your machine in or anything to it. I had to go outside and break it up and get it that way because you couldn't get to that hole. He had it there all right, but he made a little hole about that big and about this big enough to crawl in, and you couldn't get the machine back there to save your life to clear it out with. So what good does it do?
Well, what good does it do?
If he'd have just sat on the outside of the wall, brought up the same thing, it'd been perfect, but he didn't do it.
Oh, why didn't he?
Don't ask me. I wasn't out there.
Well, he's done all them things so much.
Yeah, I know, but he should have put it on the outside of the wall, house where you got to it, you know.
Yeah.
But he said, you go in a hole like this and you crawl back into it about as far from here that screen porch over there, you did.
Beware.
Well, you can't get a machine back in it, and it set it right straight up and about that much room over. It was an impossible way in the world to clear it from in there.
And that's where it stopped up?
No, it stopped up on out in the street.
Yeah, well, I mean, the pipe.
Yeah, but that would have been the place. If he'd have just set that cleaner out on the outside of the wall,
yeah.
Up to the top of the ground, that would have been perfect.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to have to go out there Monday and put one in for him so we can get it cleared.
Is that in town or out here?
Yeah, out there in town. On the golf course, I mean. He was having 200 people. He was about to have a spasm.
And no,
he really entertaining.
Yeah, he had sorority or some fraternity or something coming out there.
Oh.
Between 200 or 300, he said it would be out there.
He didn't have any water.
Didn't have any toilet facility.
Any toilet facility.
He had the water all over the place. It run out the back door.
I tell you what, the hardest thing for me to do right now is keep my old jalopies on the road.
I know. I saw a 66 Chevrolet yesterday. I could have took up payments on it, won $720 for them. Just take up payments on them. Pretty good old car. Need the tire and a couple of mufflers put on. He kid had a loud mouth muffler on him. I can't stand them.
I can't afford to take a car in there to those big places like Bradenton's and you know those other downtown. I can't afford it. And why, you take them in there to adjust the brakes and they'll put in a whole new brake system for you.
Yeah, you sure gotta watch them.
And Buster and all them fellas, I don't see much of them anymore.
Buster?
Yeah. Buster.
Mountain?
Uh-huh.
I don't know where he hangs out at. I saw him this morning just out riding around.
Yeah.
Oh, he does for a living. Buster's pretty good mechanic. Get him on work.
Yeah. If I take him something, he'll say, yeah, I'll have it ready directly. And it'll be a day or two later.
Mm.
He said, well, you've got two cars. Well.
That may be true, huh?
But just a little old job. You see, there's no use of his keeping in a car 2 days. Just a little old job.
Simple, yeah. I don't know a bunch about Buster, except I took mine up there 2 or 3 times and he said something. Did all right.
Didn't keep you there?
Oh, he kept it 2 or 3 days, but I didn't think about that.
Oh, I
see.
Thank you,
man.
Well, you just get hardened to it.
Yeah, I just didn't pay attention to it.
Well, now, where do you get your work done, Howard?
Well, usually from him, or there's a place up opened up there by the shop that I went over the other day and had some work done on mine, and he did a pretty nice job. In fact, I took it over twice to him, and I had to have it inspected. He fixed the lights, the brakes, and changed the tire for me. I don't remember. I think he charged me $10.
Well,
pretty cheap.
You know, you want to pay what it's worth.
Yeah.
You don't want a man to starve working on your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But God Almighty, these some of them.
Well, he adjusted the brakes. This guy did up there for me. Fixed the lights. And I think he put on a tire. Well, it's the only thing I needed to get inspected.
Yeah.
I think he charged me $10.
Well, you're lucky to have a place like that. And right there at your
office. Yeah, next door to the plumbing shop. If he just opened up, he's pretty nice over there. And his son, his father-in-law, I guess, or father.
Yeah, well, something will happen to him.
I don't know. He's pretty good.
That'd be my luck.
The other day, the first time I took it over, let's see what was on with it. It wouldn't start. I got ready to come home one night and the thing wouldn't start, so I just got in the truck and drove on home. Next day I went up there and I couldn't get it started. Locked my keys in it. And he went and pulled it out and got it, opened it up, started it, fixed it. I think he charged me $10 that time. Wasn't nothing to it much. He put a battery cable on, a few things. So it wasn't bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, battery cable, just buy one is that costly.
Yeah, I took the Plymouth down to the other day and you put a starter switch on it. But he also put a back bearing in the wheel. And done the bearing for nothing and fixed the starter, charging $11.65 for fixing that starter, but there wasn't but three screws to put on that one. Imagine charge $11 on one.
You know,
well, I didn't complain because he put a bearing in the back of it and furnished that for nothing. So I didn't say too much. Yeah. I figured about right for the whole job.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's, you know, I couldn't afford to take a trip. Once you get away from home,
then you really good.
You really get into it.
I just bought a set of spark plugs for my Plymouth Auto, and I'm going home and put them in a few minutes. See, I bought a fan belt for the motor, two pins of STP, and a set of spark plugs for $11, or $9, $10.94, I think. That's pretty good. That belt cost $4 or something. Eight spark plugs.
Now, where do you get that?
Spider Electric. I can get anything you want up there wholesale on a car part.
Well, you can get all that for $11?
Hmm? Let me see what I've been taking on that thing. I just want to see what was he charging for.
Somebody drive up, is that family?
I thought it was somebody in the truck. I thought it was a ticket truck.
I didn't know whether this truck was still up.
I'm sure it was a truck.
Operating.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice? Be on the fringe. Sometime we're going to be in the middle.
He gave you 8 spark plugs and 1 fan belt, and that's a half by 66 inch fan belt, 2 cans of STP oil, and $10.82 the whole thing. There's spark plugs, that's a set of spark plugs, $6.24.
That's 78 cents?
Mm-hmm.
And what's that? Fan belt?
That's that belt. That's 66 inch belt. That's a long one.
Yeah.
And 2 cans of STP.
You got white electric?
White electric. That's a pretty good price, huh?
That's a pretty good price, yeah.
That's 40% off.
78 cents is that's about as good as you can do on plugs.
Yeah. Well, they're champions, so I guess that's a pretty good price.
Well, they just sell good stuff up there, don't they?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, that's...
Yeah, that's better than I figured.
I was just looking at that bill I told you he sent me for that. I've got it out there in the car for checking it. Just the brakes and checking all lights and everything else. And put in 2 or 3 light bulbs. $8.32 is what he charged me for that thing.
Yeah.
That's Dalton.
What do you use for a flashlight?
Something like that.
This thing here? This is Western Electric. Western Auto. And, with that 6-volt battery, it costs $4. Plastic. Won't break, you know.
Yeah.
And that's the first thing I have found that holds up and also makes a light. Well, I buy $3 or $4. That costs $4, a little better, $4.10.
Yeah.
And I pay that much for one of these 3-cell
flashlights.
And it's hard worth taking home. It won't hold
these
up.
These flashlights are pitiful, aren't
they? They are pitiful.
They really are.
Yes.
I don't understand what happens to them, Hal.
I don't know, but they sure won't last anything.
And it's not the battery.
Well, I don't know. It's just that rail back is just the sorriest ladder it ever made. The batteries ain't worth a hoot either. I've got several of them, but this wasn't worth putting in the flashlight. It wouldn't burn. But.
I don't know. It seems to me like when I was growing up, they had flashlights that lasted a generation.
Yeah,
they just light around the house. Huh?
My grandfather used to give me a flashlight. My biggest hobby was flashlights. He gave me one every time I looked around. If I wanted one, I'd lose them. He'd give me another. Never did burn up or anything like that. I'd just lose it.
Yeah.
And he probably had a flashlight. He'd give me a flashlight every time I saw him. If I wanted one, he had plenty of them.
I'd a whole lot rather lose it than have to throw it away.
I would too.
Throwing it away makes you mad. That's right. Just a little metal cylinder.
Howard got to go on his next operation. I enjoyed this little visit.
Well, I got to go. That's really the truth, huh? I hope it wouldn't rain this afternoon. I guess it will. I got a outside job I wanted to do.
Howard, why would JB have to have financing?
I don't know.
I mean, Cedric Smith is the financial side of that.
Yeah.
Well, all I know is, you know, just what the colored man told me.
I just don't know.
But now, that doesn't mean that Cedric would take the mortgage.
Which one is Cedric? I've heard that name, but I can't place it right now.
Well, he's young Cedric. Don't you know the Smith brothers back over there on the Waukoo Road? He pretty well as a fella now, I guess.
Women used to back him. I guess he quit and got somebody in.
Oh, yeah. And he could buy his stuff from Wynn.
Yeah. Wynn financed it. And see, man, Wynn was in that loan company down there. And he'd financed long enough to go through that loan company. And I don't know whether he went through still there or not. I don't know whether Wynn's got anything to do with that loan company. I don't know.
Well, now, why would JB have to have financing on the construction?
Well, that's just the way they do things. These guys don't build on their own money. Nobody does it.
Well, you mean he builds the house himself and then sells it?
Well, he builds it for you, but in the process of constructing, he don't use his money constructing. He uses this man's money, and then you, when the loan is paid out, he pays him back. See? That's the way they do things.
He gets the equipment through the loan instead of from the man that's buying the house.
Right.
Oh.
But he's got to have something to carry that till it's final out, see?
Yeah.
And instead of using his own money for that, why, he uses somebody like Cedric Smith for it.
Yeah.
Or you use Wynn and...
And then they pass that on as part of the cost.
As part of the cost. Just like, it's about like the same thing as these... guys buying these cows and shipping to Arizona and fatten them up and bring them back. That's just double expense.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
It's practically the same principle.
Yeah. There's so many of those things.
Yeah.
And
a lot of them are building houses. And if they can put up $100, they can do it pretty good. That's all about all the money they got into it.
Well, now, let me tell you, Howard, you know it's been a long time since we run into you.
Mm.
The last time we just, I believe that's when you put in that train out there. You were starting in on that room of yours.
That took long enough. I was going to make some money.
Well, I want to know how you made it. Now, you got Mr. Eastman to start it for you, and he got it all whopper-jawed. How'd you do from there?
We just did it whopper-jawed. I'll tell you,
it's real nice, isn't it?
I really would like to kill me about two carpenters. First thing we did, paid him to level up the house. And then when he built this room, he leveled it again, and the floor matches just about that much off, see? He said, this floor ain't level. She said, I just got to pay and you do it, see? This is old man Ezell. That's how much he left it off level to start with. But that didn't make no difference. That's when I blew my stack.
That was the second time. Oh, is that before Miss Eastman got there?
No, that's when he was there.
I don't know, man, he's there.
Well, Eastman or whatever his name was. I don't even remember what his name was. But he was supposed to level up that house before we ever done anything, see.
Yeah.
Well, then we start digging out the foundation, put a port, and then when he got that level with the house, it likes about that much being coming up to the back floor, see. But then he said the house ain't level. Well, she said, this guy said, painted it, level house. But he didn't do nothing about it. It's still just about that much.
Yeah.
I got to get out here before I get done. I'll pick up them old cars coming next week sometime. I'll bring that key up, y'all.
Yeah. Would you call those all
on? Yeah, I'll get them.
Now that's Channel 2 right, and he left at the beginning of a fine big shower, the best shower, the hardest shower we've had, although it didn't last too long. And this is 4:45 this Saturday afternoon, 26th of June, 1971. Howard Sims has got the new commode in the bathroom. I think I'll go try it out. Channel 2 right, around, I don't know what it is. One says 600, the other says 400. This Saturday afternoon, the 26th of June, 1971.